Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Well done, Clever Clogs. You downloaded the Brown Load. You're listening to us right now, and you are in for an absolute superb podcast. This is all about celebrity riders. We're celebrating Mother Language Day. Yes, the very fact that we are bilingual will be celebrated right here, right now, sort of. Plus, we're talking old school cartoons and being nice to tradespeople in your house. Well, I can just tell you, two out of three of us are nice to tradespeople. One of us is really mean. Wonder who that could be. Shall we start this podcast or what?
Tell us, Shiro Jawai. One, two, three, four.
Good luck, Kuniya. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Munda.
Chokra. Would you be Chokra?
Chokri.
Yeah, exactly.
How are you?
I feel like, I've made it here. Well, it's been a mission.
I have made it from where?
I tell you what, all over the place. In the last sort of 6 days, I've been in Manchester. I've done two gigs in London, a stand-up comedy, and I've done one in Birmingham.
Wow.
It was in Coventry last night. Part of those were with Colours and MTV Beats for Zakir Khan. Top Indian stand-up comedian. If you haven't seen his stuff, go check it out. Very funny man. We wanted to get him on a podcast, but timing schedule-wise didn't work. He's already, as soon as he finishes gig, he's off in Amsterdam. He's in Amsterdam and he's going to Switzerland. So he's off on a mega tour. So if you're going to see him, he's so funny. There's like a brilliant special. But I've been hanging out with him. Can I tell you something? This is one of the top stand-up guys in India, right? He's had two Amazon Prime specials. He's about to record his third. You know, he's got a TV series that he's writing. Superb genius. Funny man. What's his rider backstage? Ooh. What does he love? I can tell you. It's food related.
Oh.
It's something that he says, please have this. And this is the only thing he wants.
Is it Golgappa?
No. It's not.
Paneer?
No, not paneer. Right?
I reckon it's something.
It's a proper meat. It's a meal.
Meaty dish.
It's a meal. It's an all inclusive meal. Yes, yeah, a meal in one in a dabba. What's a meal in a dabba?
A biryani.
A biryani. That's what he has. Chicken biryani is his thing. But not only is it his thing, he's obsessed with it. I think it must be bringing him like a good luck charm or something like that. Because he says that every gig he does, and he was talking about Lucknow biryanis versus Punjab biryanis versus
Mumbai
biryanis or Delhi biryanis and how the flavours differ.
Mm.
And so he had one in Manchester when we were in Manchester. He had one in Harrow. He had one in Logan Hall, which is in London. So like he had biryani for lunch and for dinner.
Did he say which one was his favourite down here?
Oh, out of all of them. He said, no, with biryani, because you can't really go wrong. I don't know. I'm not a fan of biryanis at all. You don't like it?
No.
I quite like it. It's like for me, it's like treasure hunt. Like, oh, you scoop it in, and oh, you might get a piece of chicken.
That's not because there's no treasure in these ones.
Yeah.
No, there's plenty of treasure.
It's all duds.
Yeah. You get a bit of cauliflower in it.
Oh, that is not carrot, peas,
you don't know what veg has gone in.
In a chicken biryani, if you find cauliflower, you've got to send it back. That's the rule. Yes, it's like there's something wrong.
Yeah,
cross contamination.
I'm sure there's a vegan biryani nowadays as well.
Yeah, there probably is. But I wouldn't mind it, but with a nice bit of dhadi on top. See, it needs a bit more flavour. I don't know if a veg would give off a bit of sauce, a bit of dhadi. What do you call sauce? What do you call it?
Curry.
I thought you said curry.
No, curry. What's the actual saucy bit of a dish?
A rasso.
Oh, okay. Is that what rasoi is then? What's a rasoi?
Rasoi is the cooking. Yeah.
Okay. Rasoi is the sauce.
Rasoi karam.
Oh, we call that the dhadi. So what you dip the naan in the rasso.
In the rasso.
Yeah.
Yeah. So dip it in the rasso.
So
like I would have a vegetarian uncle, but what he would do is he would dip his naan into the chicken rasso. But he would still be vegetarian. But he goes, but I'm just dipping the rasso, so it doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
I mean, come on. Because Kedra Lad, you can dip in the rasso. I'm like, No.
I'm now thinking of a restaurant.
You do that.
No.
Yeah.
Dip into some meat or something.
No just way.
Technically, you're not eating the meat, but it's just.
Come on. It's just that reminds me. That reminds me of when I was in Germany. I had to go on an exchange trip in Germany. Yeah. I was only 14 years old. I told them I was vegetarian. I'm thinking it's going to be a nightmare because it's Germany. They probably don't know what vegetarian is.
They're mainly sausage.
Right. Yeah. First night we get there, she brings out this big like patilla thing, right? And it's just, they got sauerkraut. And if you know what sauerkraut is, it's just cabbage. Cabbage and lumps of meat. Like literally just cut off an animal and lumped into this pot. And I looked at it and I went, that's brilliant. You guys are going to eat that. What am I eating? She went, oh no, it's all right. You can just take some of the cabbage out and eat that. Yeah. Honestly, I fainted.
No,
because she put it on my dish.
And you don't like, you don't like the smell of it, don't look at it.
Oh my word. And as it is, just, I mean, eating boiled cabbage as well.
So what would be your rider then? You're backstage, okay? You're big time now, okay? You haven't got any boiled cabbage anymore. Wow. Kev, you've made it.
I've made it.
What would you want?
What's your food rider? Chili paneer.
Chili paneer.
Yeah.
Okay, and is that easy to get right or wrong? Meaning, are you?
It's very easy to get it wrong, actually.
Okay, there you go. So a bit of a gamble.
I'm asking for trouble.
You could tell me. What's your rider, Satch?
Mine's got to be water. Evian water.
Particularly. Evian water tastes no different from any other water.
No, it's the best.
It's the same thing.
It's the best water, trust me.
Buxton. What other brand?
All I drink is water. You can call me a water connoisseur.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Water.
I am a water.
I'm going to give you a water test, actually. We should try that next time.
So you reckon you could pull out, like, in a blind test, you could pull out.
I know what Evian is.
Wow. No way. All right, we'll do that little test.
Have you, in all your years, come across any celebrities that have got a backstage rider request? I mean, we've done loads of events. We've met loads of celebrities over the years. Any funny little requests from anybody?
Back in the day, when I was just a little runner, and I used to look after, do you remember that presenter, June Sarpong? She used to brilliant as a presenter.
She's funny. She's got a kind of laid back sort of
She used
style.
To do a show with the other comedian who's a bit straight faced and your face.
Jimmy Carr
used to always want to have a banana and an apple. That's it. In his dressing
room.
That's all he wanted.
June?
And June didn't want anything. She was happy. June was really safe.
She was just cool.
She was just very cool. But he always wanted a banana and apple.
I remember we were backstage. We're at the radio, and Ariana Grande.
Oh yeah, my friend.
Your friend. Kedge was backstage once at her concert, and then got ushered away by security for being too creepy. There is still a security restriction on you coming anywhere within 200 meters.
That's why she lives in America now.
Exactly. I remember hearing from some of the production crew that she could only be filmed on one side of her face.
There you go. Wow. Do you see why I was removed?
Yeah. So like they were like they want to film her from the left or whatever it was. You know, like the camera's got to be set that way only. So
this one's not really a rider story. It's I did a gig once with the Black Eyed Peas, and at the end of like the show, there was nothing left in their dressing room, and they were hungry. So went out to get chicken and chips with Will I Am.
You and Will I Am.
Yeah.
So how does this conversation come up? No, yeah, but rewind back. So you come and go, oh man, he goes, hey, DJ Satchi, there's no.
Yeah, they were just
no
hungry,
food,
and like I was at the, it was at an SU, I was at uni then,
yeah,
and they were there, they were doing the show. We went outside because there's like a chicken shack, and we went and got.
And he was cool.
He wanted chicken nuggets and chips.
Weren't the rest of the Black Eyed Peas?
No, they were just kind of doing their own thing, but he was hungry.
And he, did he know he wanted a chicken nugget chip?
Yeah, that was
did
it.
He go with the meal deal?
Yeah, we went out there, got the chicken nugget and chicken.
Did he pay?
Was it a meal? Was it? Did he get?
I'm sure it was. Yeah.
Did he swap the fries for chicken?
No, it's just straight chicken.
How many pieces of chicken?
I don't know. It's just chicken nuggets and chips.
Did you have some with him?
Yeah, I got my own. There was about four of us. We all got our own thing.
Did he eat it with his hands? Like, and dirty?
Did he eat the chicken with his hands? You don't get a knife and fork with those, Kedge. I know you're a vegetarian.
I don't think he knows what chicken nuggets are.
Exactly. It's like a little gobbledygook piece,
oh, right,
but tasty.
Okay.
That's what it is. I remember, like, again, I was with Shah Rukh Khan, and I think his rider was to nip out to go and have a cigarette.
Is that it?
As often as possible.
Yeah.
That wasn't really a rider. That was just like a
request.
That's
request. Yeah. But he's so just cool. He's just normal. Like, despite all his fame,
cool.
I tell you who I had a little moment with. No, it's not, again, it's more backstage stuff. Ishwari Rai Bachchan.
Oh yeah.
Right. And it was really
a moment with her.
Yeah. What happened was it was a bit of an awkward moment, to be honest. I was interviewing her. Nobody told her that my style of interviewing is not like other people's. Like, I don't just do the hunchy hunchy banchy banchy stuff. Right. I go in with a bit of comedy, and. And she was in a rush to get a plane to go to Dubai.
Right.
And so we knew that they were on a bit of a time scale. They were in their hotel doing the interview. And I was doing my random chat and stuff. And she stopped the interview. She goes, I'm sorry. She goes, I don't understand. What's this got to do? What has this got to do with my movie? Is what she said. With the movie.
My word.
Right?
That's
and exactly. And I was like, oh, and I'm just talking randomly. And but then she was really sweet about it. I've got to point out, she wasn't being arrogant.
Was this during Pride and Prejudice?
She was
Pride
with, no, it was, what's the film beginning with G? And no, and Hrithik Roshan is a magician who loses the...
Gozarish,
that's it. It was that. Because Hrithik was there as well. Yeah. And it all got a bit awkward because Hrithik just looked down. Right, because he got like he got Sharminda, right? He got like little bit.
He modeled it,
right? And Ashura goes, I don't understand. I went, oh, I'm sorry. It's just like a random chat. She goes, no, it's fine. And then she put her hand on my knee, leg, right? And she leant in to sort of reassure me to say it's all right. It's just that we got to go and we got to just plug the movie and go. And I was like, all right, okay. So I skipped to the bit about the movie and then left all the other bakwas out. But you know when Aishwarya Rai Bachchan has her hand on your knee, you're just thinking, don't look down at your leg, don't look down at your leg, don't look down at your leg, because all you're aware of is, that's Aishwarya Rai Bachchan, that's Aishwarya Rai Bachchan. And then straight after the interview ended, she phoned Abhishek. And I think she phoned to say...
He was lovely.
She phoned to say, I touched another man's thigh and it felt incredible. I think it's probably, she probably felt like she cheated on him. So she cleared the
How
air.
How would you feel if Kedge put his hand on your thigh right now?
He's got it. He's got it right now.
Okay.
Under the table.
This is awkward.
He spends most of the podcast touching my thigh.
My hand's in the air.
Yeah, exactly. But you don't worry. Your thighs are safe. You're on the other side. So this song is for you. Chinta ta. Tu chinta na kar. Right? You worry. Ken, you're at a safe distance from Kenji.
That's not my hand underneath.
Kenji with his wandering hand and the other parts of his body. From Rowdy Rathore. Check this tune out.
दुनिया चले पछाड़ी तो मैं चलूं अगाड़ी सब खेल जानता हूं मैं हूं बड़ा खिलाड़ी ओहो दुनिया चले पछाड़ी तो मैं चलूं अगाड़ी सब खेल जानता हूं मैं हूं बड़ा खिलाड़ी सुमड़ी में लेके जाऊं और सबको मैं सिखाऊं क्या चाड़ी तो मैं चलूं अगाड़ी सब खेल जानता हूं मैं हूं बड़ा खिलाड़ी सुमड़ी में लेके जाऊं और सबको मैं सिखाऊं क्या
Kumar doing what I mean every dance move possible with a shirt.
Yes.
Opening up the shirt, closing the shirt,
waving it,
wrapping the shirt around his head, like flicking it over this side, flicking it over that side. It was like they went, look guys, we've only got the shirt to work with for this dance routine.
This is it.
He's amazing. He's still so buff. He's still such in such incredible shape. I'm jealous.
And doing good movies as well.
Wow.
I think he has done. He's
got changed, better.
After doing a lot of rubbish.
Yeah.
I think he's now making really good stuff.
And fun stuff. Yeah.
Him. A bit toilet.
Yeah, look at
Satch with a little. Look at that.
You like that.
That is impressive. Have you seen that film?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, everybody watches no films and saying it's a great
thing. That's a load of shit.
it went down the pan. No, it didn't. It was great. Actually, we should celebrate. We need to celebrate some people in particular, right?
Yeah.
The 22nd to the 23rd of February is International Mother Language Day.
Oh.
So your mother tongue day.
Oh, nice.
This is proclaimed by UNESCO in November 1999. It's observed every year since 2000. It's to promote linguistic and cultural diversity and multilingualism.
There we go.
So the fact that we speak other languages,
yes,
they're encouraging you to do so. Stay in touch with your mother tongue. And can I say, we are advocates of this.
Yes,
for all the Desi community, as much as we are very much Londoners or, you know, from the UK, the Desi scene, we're very proud of our Desi roots.
Mm-hmm.
I love switching it up into my Punjabi with the relatives because I'm so fluent.
When do you do that?
All the time, man. Do you figure or not?
I probably think my Punjabi's better than his.
No,
it's not. Oh!
Don't even
he's put it out there.
He's put it out there.
My Gujarati is awful.
See, you've just...
But his is even worse.
I reckon he's probably better than you.
Yeah,
he probably is.
I think we should put it to a test.
My Punjabi... my Gujarati is not that good, though.
No, I think... Because it's Mother Language Day.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to give you some phrases in English and I want you to translate it into your mother language.
Done. I can do that. Punjabi, I'll smash you. And he's going to translate to Gujarati.
He's going to go Gujarati and you're going to go Punjabi.
But go with phrases that you'd get in a school GCSE. If it was GCSE Gujarati or GCSE Punjabi. Like, you know the phrase?
Yeah, I've got... Well, no, because that's a bit boring. I've got phrases from a poem.
Oh. What? Okay. Phrases from a poem?
From a poem. So obviously it's got to be, you know.
Getting even weirder.
You're getting some shiry business.
Yeah, it'll be, so it's quite deep.
Okay, you do the phrase in English. He's got it in Gujarati, so you can verify whether that's good.
Yeah.
And you'll obviously know.
Or we'll just leave the listeners to verify who actually,
Okay, all the Punjabi people can message hello at the Brownload, which is my email address.
Yeah.
If I've let them down,
yeah,
and all the Gujarati people can do the same for you, Kate.
I'm just putting it out there. I'm going to let you down.
Okay, no. Well, so you gave all the lard. He's been done. He's final awesome. Talk now. Now you're in the multi. You're
right
in
here we go. The first line. Okay, so bear in mind it's from a poem.
Yeah.
I don't even know how this love happened to me.
Do you want to go first?
No, you go first.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you breathed that.
I don't even know how this love happened to me.
Yeah.
What poem is that from?
Well, I'll reveal all later.
Okay. I don't even know how this love happened to me.
Yeah.
Minu.
I would have guessed that.
Minu balani. Get the hoggy up here.
That's good.
Get the hoggy up here.
Okay.
That's bang on.
I don't even know how this love happened to me. Go on, Seth. Don't let us down. Go on.
My name is Natikabar.
That's good.
The word for love.
Go on, Saj.
Pyaar.
It's not.
You don't have a different word for pyaar.
My name is Natikabar. Pyaar.
Go on.
Kevitna. Thank you.
At the moment, from my little Punjabi knowledge, I'd say it's 1-1 because I think you both passed on that one.
Yeah.
Next line.
But he did turn into an 11-year-old and he said,
Seth, you can do it. Okay, second line. Here we go. You don't even know what dreams you showed me. Okay.
You don't get extra points for all the hand signals.
You do.
Make it sound very Punjabi.
Right, start again.
You don't even know what dreams you showed me. You don't know. Go on. What dreams you showed me.
Kaya. What's the word for dreams?
Oh, if you don't know, you're going to have
to... It's got to be like a sapne, because we say sapne.
Sapna.
Sapna. Look at you. How do I know that? See, I'm more down with it.
You don't even know what dreams you showed me.
Dane nati kabar.
What kind of?
Dane nati kabar. Is that what you...
Kewa.
Huh?
Kewa sapna. Te mane. Bataira.
Fail.
That's a fail.
Exactly.
2-1.
Why does every phrase start with like something?
No,
like,
because it's I don't even know, so you don't even know, so that's why he changed it.
What's it got to do with the naughty cupboard? I don't understand. Dane naughty cupboard? Is that where you put your kids when they're misbehaving? Dane naughty cupboard, right? You, Dane naughty cupboard. Go on, go.
Everyone knows where the English the
naughty step.
Well.
The naughty step.
Right, here we go. Last one. What shall I do? Something strange is happening.
Oh, my kicker! Something what's strange on the affair? Okay. Oh, my kicker! What shall I do? My kicker! Yeah. Oh, my kicker!
Something strange is happening.
Yeah, but what's strange?
I love how that just translates to a few words.
Okay. My kicker!
How many times do you want?
No, I'm just trying, I'm trying to get the word strange.
Yeah.
I'm not Danny Nakikara. Okay, I'm going for it, bro. I'm in the
he's
pajama.
Going, yeah, he's
so we'll say the phrase again.
So, what should I do? Something strange is happening.
कोई गड़बड़ लग रहा है मेरे को.
ओह गड़बड़
गड़बड़
या
कोई गड़बड़
आ रहा है.
हेरा फेरी हगरा चगरा.
ओके कम ऑन साइड
से अगेन.
व्हाट शुड आई डू? समथिंग स्ट्रेंज इज हैपनिंग.
हु सु करू?
हां
सु सु करू गर्लफ्रेंड. You're gonna what?
You're
doing it. That's why. Don't work yourself up. You'll end up in the knocking cupboard. But don't do susu over there. Go on. I swear, you boys are making this up.
No, he's dead, all right. Go on.
What's the rest
of it? Something strange is happening.
Guy?
Huh?
I wouldn't know after that.
Guy? Something.
What does Guy mean?
Something. Something strange. You can use the same word as him.
What's strange?
Garbar.
Garbar.
Hmm.
Taite.
Very good.
Tai Chi.
Yeah, I'll give him that as well. So Tommy Edges.
That's a martial art.
You know what you guys have just done? You've just done basically the Gujarati and the Punjabi version of Guj Guj Hotai.
Have you really? Is that what you translated?
That's what you translated.
Brilliant. So who won out of that? I just wanna who's
I think firstly, can I just say like for effort, Zach is a massive massive plus effort.
Him.
Yeah, because you wasted a lot of effort and energy and actions, which
and
doesn't count.
No.
Yeah.
So hold a minute. For effort,
no,
you rate him, and now I'm wasting effort.
Could you
No. But in terms of points...
Yeah, you lot stick together.
But in terms of points, Tommy definitely wins it because
easily.
The vocab was there.
Exactly. If this was the International Mother Language Day, you know... video that we were submitting. They want everyone to submit them speaking their mother language.
Yeah.
They would go. They would share mine. They'd go, oh, this poor guy's trying, but you know, he's not quite there.
Yeah, it's bad.
Satch would get a C plus. No, C minus. But there would be a circle and then a plus around it
with
for the effort.
Face.
That's
right.
What my friend you
right. Right, meaning like he's most improved. But
most
that's
improved.
But that's just because he was normally like the really bad kid in class.
Correct.
And well done, he turned up on time. That's a little bit patronising.
Well done, you put your name on the paper.
Can I say, I got kicked out of Gujarati school as a kid.
There you go. There you go. It's all happening again.
Explosive.
Okay. hello@thebrownlow.com. That's our email address. Drop us an email. Let us know how badly Satch let you down. Or even if Kedge got it a bit wrong as well. I know my fellow Punjabis will come out to support me. So you know what to do. Email us. We'll pick you up in next week's podcast. Let's play a brand new one.
Yeah.
This is...
Go on. Another language.
This song. I actually haven't heard this song yet. I'm playing it for the first time.
It's cute.
Okay, it's just come out. Is it just come out from
right.
Sony, right?
Yeah.
And it's called Paha Ganj.
Do you hear me now? किस्सों की कहानियों की बातें अलबेलियां धुएं में है लिपटी रातों की पहेलियां किस्सों की कहानियों की बातें
शाबाशी पर आजादी है हर एक कश जीवन का स्वादी है रंगीनिया है और कितनी खुमारी है मस्त मौला वाला कोसीन जारी है ना ज्यादा ध्यान दे रहन दे जान दे हर छोटी बात पे एवे ना प्राण दे प्राण दे प्राण दे
बहारे हैं डूब के नजारे हैं रंग रंग रैलियों के उफ क्या इशारे हैं सब एट ईज है कहीं स्टिल पीस है विस्की टेकिला शॉट के संग चीज है
Paharganj. It's quite a good track. It's a funky little pacey number. You know what Paharganj is, don't you?
No, I don't.
I was joking around before. I didn't. You know, do some homework during the song. It's a place. It's a part of Delhi, and it actually means hilly area, hilly neighborhood. So it's the Pahar, Pahariya, I think is hills, isn't it?
Okay.
That's what I think. So, I mean, I know it's, you know, International Mother Tongue Day.
Yeah. So
I'll celebrate the word Pahar, Pahariya,
yeah.
Something like that. It means hills. So it's a hilly neighborhood.
Oh, I thought it was just an average bold man.
Yeah.
Could be you.
What, Bahar Ganj?
Yeah, like he's on par.
He's a Par Ganj.
Yeah.
Or if I'm outside, Bahar Ganj.
Yeah.
Where did you put the Ganj? Bahar Ganj.
Could be Par Ganj, yeah. Could be under Ganj.
Or there's a Ganj from far. Bahar Ganj.
That's so weird. Is he near or far? Can you see the guns from here? No, he's a body for hard. Body for harder guns. Anyway, great brand new track. Actually, I'll tell you what you're big on.
Mm.
Kedge likes to be big on brand new in general.
Yes.
You don't find that. And look at him. He likes to claim it.
Yeah, he's a claimer.
It's annoying. It really is annoying because sometimes...
Because I claim a lot.
Yeah, exactly. And you unnecessarily claim it. Like, oh yeah, I'm so glad I told you to watch that TV show. And I'm like, no, I wanted to watch it through my own right. Exactly. You didn't tell me to do it, Kedge. I don't do things as you tell me to. But what he does do, he sows little seeds in your head. He goes, oh, by the way, have you seen this? And I've already seen the advert for it. For example, Fire Festival.
My middle name's Planter.
Yes. Is it really?
Mm.
What does that mean? Because you're...
Plant seed in your head.
Right. And that's what you want your middle name to be.
Yeah.
So the characteristic you want to be known for is a planter.
Yeah.
Because you stick it into the soil.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Right. I'm glad. He's actually chuffed with that.
Yeah, no.
Exactly. Anyway, he'll do things. Like, it'll come up. You know when you go to Netflix, it'll come up like, oh, the big show to promote.
Yeah.
And Kedge will like quickly ring and text everybody and go, oh, guys, you've got to watch this. Because he just jumps on the bandwagon of whatever the banner is.
Can I say most of these shows that he suggests are rubbish?
Oh,
Not even most.
Come on.
Probably 98%.
Particularly the series. And he'll tell you, he'll go, oh, yeah, you got to watch this. It's brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. You watch it and it's got subtitles. It's in black and white.
It's all about subtitles.
It was filmed on someone's Nokia 3210. You know, it was like just dreadful. Anyway, my point is, he said to me, watch this program. It's a documentary called Fire Festival. And I'd seen it called Fire.
I've heard a lot about this.
Yeah. You should see it.
A lot of people have told me to watch this. So that's a good sign.
I'll tell you what it is. It's about this festival that never happened.
Correct.
Well, it kind of did happen, but happened really badly. These organizers put it on. It was, you know, this, and it's all about the drama and the money they raise and the celebrities involved and the hype and how they created all this hype on social media. But the festival was just a massive flop.
Yeah.
Watch it. It's an interesting one. I suppose for anyone who's in business or into
what
events.
Doing as well.
Well, you are Ja Rule's. Yeah, Ja Rule's linked up to. He's linked up to the organisers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good for some people like you think. You know, I work in events. I work in planning. Whatever. You might want to kind of go, wow, look at what went on at that level. You know, whatever.
Oh, wow.
What I realised was, you know, they put an event. They overhyped it. Artists pulled out last minute. Right. The venue was not right. They weren't equipped to deal with the numbers of people. This sounds like a lot of Desi events that happen. You know, when people pull out last minute, and all of a sudden it's like a Mello or something that couldn't go ahead because they didn't get the licensing or whatever. It sounds like it's organised by some useless people. Sometimes
people didn't even know if they were going to be on the beach or not.
No.
What kind of clothes to pack?
They were told they were going to stay in these kind of villas and stuff, and the villas weren't there.
But
you know, go and watch it. I really enjoyed it. I want to say thank you for recommending
it. Well, there you go.
Well done for planting it.
And the reason why I do like to claim these ones is because I do watch a lot of rubbish on it as well. And I steer you guys away from it.
Oh,
so this weekend, I saw two Netflix films, which have had so much hype.
Go on.
Go on.
One about that blindfold thing.
Yes, Bird Box, the blindfold thing.
I love it.
The blindfold thing.
Such is taking it. What's that one with with all those guys with the powers? It's called Avengers. Oh, yeah, that's it. It's a massive film.
Everyone knows it as the blindfold film.
Yeah.
It's
Sandra Bullock with a blindfold or in a boat, right?
No, yeah. But it's actually, I think, quite a nice, clever, like, creepy, thrillery story.
Well, I was pleasantly surprised. Actually, that's a good one.
Yeah.
But I think what made it even better is because the day before I watched Io. Have you seen that appearing on your Netflix as well?
No.
They've been really banging on about that one as well. Netflix, oh, it's amazing and all that kind of stuff. Oh, my word. So it's a story about how there's no one left on planet Earth and everyone's gone to this moon that belongs to Jupiter, I think.
I wouldn't have watched it. If I'd read that, I would not have watched it.
Why?
But Kedge likes stuff like that.
Yeah, he does.
No, it's good. I do like those kind of things. You know, you're the last person on the planet, I think. So I thought, oh, this is going to be good. You know, there's this woman there. What's she going to do? Is she going to go and join the rest of the, you know... population, and it just went on and on.
I'll be honest, even your description of it feels like it's going on and
nothing
on.
Nothing happened.
We're getting the kind of...
Nothing happened in this film. Well, honestly, if you just want to... I'd rather watch those paint on your wall dry, because it still hasn't, you know, dried, but, oh my word. And it finished.
We've got to call this out, right? It finished what? Now you're going to give the end away, aren't you?
Well, nothing happened.
Right, nothing happened in the end. A pointless 2 hours would be like. Now, can I just say, on Netflix in general, there is either brilliant stuff or a whole load of absolute.
There is a lot of rubbish. Yes,
rubbish. You're right,
and that's why I'm here in your life.
What's that? There's a film with Tom Hanks and Emma Watson.
I've not seen that.
And it's like it's kind of based around Google or a Facebook or some social media thing. And Emma Watson gets into it, and you sort of think Emma Watson from Harry
Tom
Potter.
Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Exactly.
Whoa, this is going to be amazing. I sat down, honestly. Very average. Did nothing.
See, I haven't really watched anything on Netflix.
You don't watch anything ever.
But I tell you what I have watched recently. And I thought it was quite good.
What?
The Voice India.
Oh, really? Yeah.
You never think I'd probably watch it.
No. Why
were you? It's really good.
Who's on their panel? Who's their celebrity?
So it's Adnan Sami.
Oh, yeah.
Anika Kapoor.
Yeah.
And Rahman Malik.
Oh, Rahman.
And another judge is like the big judge, which I didn't really get because the UK
Yeah, what's the point of a big judge?
Oh, man.
What a line.
Can I say, all five of those, we've interviewed over the years. Yeah. So Karnika Kapoor is a good friend. In fact, when she's next in the UK, we should get her on. She's always flying back and forth here. She used to live in London as well.
And I tell you what, she's probably every time I've seen it, she's getting all the people going on her team.
Oh, really?
So she's doing really well.
So here's a scenario.
Go on.
You go out on stage.
Yeah.
You've just sung your favourite tune, Macarena.
Yeah.
All four judges turn around.
Yeah.
Who would you go with?
Rahman Malik. A.R. Rahman.
No, you can't
be
Aaron. Rahman.
I know.
Adnan and? Harshdeep Kaur. Go.
I'd go Adnan Sami.
Oh.
Why is that? You feel because like the vocal is most similar to you?
He's been there. Like, he's done the biggest like sort of things ever. Like,
you sound like a big fan. What song of his do you know? What song?
Biggie Biggie.
Notorious Adnan Sami. No, what song?
Man, he's done loads of songs.
give us a little line.
Nen Se
Nen. Yeah, that's a banger. I'll give you that. That's a good one.
Nen Se Nen.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Satch still drops
when you want to sit on something. Tera Chera.
That's an awful joke.
Such an awful
joke. Who would you pick?
It's funny because I would have gone with Adnan Sami, but only because we would connect on, you know, our skills of playing the piano. And so then.
We had a great time with him when he was on the radio show. So go on. So if you couldn't pick, I would go with
Rahman Malik.
Rahman Malik, why? Yeah,
because I think after we finished working, I know he's a party animal, and we've partied with him.
We have. We've ended up back in his hotel room.
And I've been in his bed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, while he plays the guitar,
we were in his bed. And he's played the guitar.
True story.
So who would you go with?
Well, I think you got to go with the vocalist that's most like you. So I know you've already picked yours. I picked Harshdeep Kaur. Being Punjabi, I remember she was on stage and she'd done the Sufi stuff, she does the Punjabi stuff, you know, that's a great song, right? You know the problem here. So I'd go Harshdeep. So, and I know that surprised a lot of people, but I think she'd help me become the artist I really want to be.
Okay.
You know what that means?
No clue.
Really?
Gwandia the doll.
Yeah, what does it mean?
It's the doll that belongs to the neighbor.
Neighbor, yeah. Gwandia.
Everybody needs Gwandia.
That's the Australian version of, the Punjabi version of neighbors.
Okay.
Where instead of like Scott and Charlene, they got Scotter the Putter, and
Shilin Preet Kaur.
Oh, you know!
Beautiful.
Acting any Swanee? Gwandia tune there by Dr. Zeus and Zora. Z and Z. They sound like evil people, like in a cartoon or something. Zeus Zora. And Zora.
Zeus. Oh, yeah, because yeah,
Zora. There is a Zora, isn't there? There is a Princess Zora or a is there a Disney?
Aurora.
Oh, Aurora.
There's Aurora. Yeah.
Princess. I've just mixed them, merged them all into one.
It's funny you mention princesses because there is this 9-year-old girl from Nottingham,
right,
who's written to Disney. So this 9-year-old girl wears glasses, and she's written to Disney saying, "Can you make and create a Disney princess who wears glasses? Because I'm feeling a little bit left out, and I can't relate to them." And that's good, you know, I mean, I know it's like, you know, when you're young, you'll wear glasses, everyone, you know, wants to take Mickey out of you. And she goes, "Oh, if I dress up as a princess, I feel I've got to take my glasses off."
Yeah.
And I think that's quite a real sweet letter. I think it's important. And I think maybe they need to address that. Nothing's happened yet. Disney haven't really got back at her, and you know.
So she's saying she wants is there anyone not wearing glasses? There must be someone with a bit of a disguise.
No.
I'm thinking like Superman took his glasses.
Yeah. But like the Disney princesses, that's what she's obviously a fan of.
She wants a princess. Yeah, you're right. Okay, who is there? Who are the princesses? Belle,
the one
the Elsa, the Anna's and all that. Sleeping Beauty.
How do you know these?
No, I'll tell you why. From going to Disneyland with kids.
Go to Euro Disney.
Yeah, exactly. And they do the parade. I don't know, because I've got two boys, so I don't know all the princess side of things, but I know, like, enough.
Well, they're big now as well.
And there's loads of them. Actually, there's more than you think. When you see the parade, there's quite a lot of princes. You're like, oh, yeah, forgot about that one.
About Pocahontas.
Yeah. Is she a princess?
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah. Actually, when you think about it, all of these princesses, or even leading characters, female characters, male characters, I'm trying to think as well. None of them wear glasses.
Yeah, that's the point.
So this poor 9-year-old, not got them to relate to. But you could argue, you know, okay, who is there out there that's a hero and bald that I can relate to? Where's my
Disney? Well, no, you weren't bald when you were little.
They used to shave my head when I was little.
Really?
I used to get nicknamed Gunja Jim for some reason. No, I don't know why.
Quite Jim.
Yeah, yeah.
Gunja,
I don't know where it comes from. But you're right. There was no... Who did I... I didn't...
Yeah, who are your cartoon character sort of inspiration? Yeah. Who did you connect with?
Disney or otherwise?
Yeah, just generally.
No, TV shows. I mean, He-Man.
Oh.
No, He-Man, I was a big He-Man fan.
Yeah, because you wanted to be muscly.
Muscly, and he had that little cat that turned into a big cat.
Yeah.
Snarf, was it Snarf?
No,
Snarf. Snarf was in Thundercats.
Yes, Snarf, it was, Snarf, the red thing.
So Thundercats, He-Man, that was my era. People being muscly and big and raw, that's what I wanted.
Okay.
They were my heroes. Why, who was yours?
Banana Man. I quite was inspired by banana.
Eric,
is that because Eric, you're slippery? Yeah, because I used to eat a banana every day, and so this is my dad basically connected Banana Man, and that's what I would end up being if I carried on eating a banana a day. And so I was used to sort of sit there like Eric.
Can you imagine? Imagine little young Kedge, right? He unzips his banana, right? Unzips it.
Pardon me.
Didn't mean to say that. I don't know why I said that. I mean,
I'm peels.
I don't know why I said that. I'm so sorry. Unpeels his banana.
Right.
There's no zips on him. That's ridiculous. Why would I say that? That's such a stupid thing to say.
That is a silly thing to say.
Okay. My point was, like young little kid, he's got banana, his banana, right? He's on his own. Yeah. He's holding it. And he's thinking, when I eat this, I might turn into Banana Man.
Yeah, imagine, absolutely.
You don't really believe it.
I absolutely did.
It went to the change. You go, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, so it was Banana Man and also Leonardo from the Turtles. I used to like him a lot.
He was the pizza eater, wasn't he?
No, he was the one with the two swords.
Okay.
Well, they all ate pizza, didn't they?
But
he was the leader.
Okay.
And so I always, you know, I wanted to be the leader of a little gang.
Of turtles that live in the sewer. Sewer, get back to
sewer, yeah. Right. And the third one, do you remember Ulysses?
Oh, vaguely. Like, it was a bit Satch like a Japanese, a bit manga cartoony, was it?
Yeah, it was in space. Ulysses, Ulysses, na 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 galaxy. And he had a little red robot called Telemachus.
Ulysses vaguely rings a bell.
Okay, so I liked him as well because he had a lot of facial hair, and I thought I'd grow up having a lot of facial hair. That's the only bit that didn't really work.
Do you remember that? When you just started seeing Ulysses, do you remember Pole Position?
The game.
The cartoon.
Oh, the cartoon, there was a game as well.
Oh, no, a little bit before your time. We're a little bit older than you.
What
was your inspiration? Is it Dora?
I wasn't really into cartoons. I went straight in with... I remember the first thing that I saw and I was like, wow, this is amazing. I watched the original Batman.
Films.
Hold on a minute. You saw the original Batman when you were 12. Up until then, your childhood...
No, when I was a kid, I watched that. I remember.
But you never saw a cartoon?
No, I don't think I did. Cartoons ain't really my thing.
How can you not watch cartoons?
Sent. I get it, you don't watch Netflix. What, okay,
Saturday
there's
morning.
Cartoons on Netflix.
Saturday morning, would you ever wake up early, come downstairs? Really.
The Flintstones. 6:30 in the morning they used to come on.
Wild, the Wide Awake Club, Whack-A-Day, Timmy Mallet. None of these people ring a bell. Roland Rat.
No.
Oh my word.
Yeah. See, that's why he's the way he is.
He's slightly strange, yeah. Like. You didn't watch cartoons. You didn't watch cartoons in your childhood.
You know what? It's South London. South London, we all know, is a bit ghetto.
Power Rangers.
Power Rangers, but that's not a cartoon, is it? It's not a cartoon, is it?
He was into programs.
Yeah, exactly.
Why did they not give you that part of your childhood?
I didn't like it.
We need to, honestly. I feel,
we need to have a little sit-down cartoon session.
We have to have a cartoon night.
Tom and Jerry. Did you do Tom and Jerry?
It was all right.
Oh, Tom and Jerry's great.
It was all right.
I love it. I love a little reminisce. I think the cartoons and the shows that you watch as a kid
make you. Yes.
The fact that you haven't got that, there's a part of your life missing. And I'm telling you, in 10 years, you'll be in therapy and they'll go, you know why? You didn't watch no cartoons when you were a kid. Look at these two.
Look at these two.
They're actually all right.
Banana Man.
Yeah, Banana Man. But you know what? He's happy. Look at him. Yeah. He's happy. You look at him.
I still eat a banana every day.
And I bet you, right, to his kids, he'll do the same thing in the future. He'll going to go, hey, eat this banana. You could be Banana Man or Banana Girl.
There you go.
And he goes around his house running around, unzipping his banana. Blessings. Is it like because we've got a dog, they can, you know, it's like I kind of feel like I want to say it alongside like, oh, dídese.
No. It's like if you're doing something quite bad, you say, oh, doba.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I knew it was a double repeat. Doba. Hey, hey, like, chi. It's a bit like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, God forgive you almost, like that.
Yeah.
So, I'll, okay.
How can you?
What? Listen, the theme is continuing, which is
Mother Language Day.
Mother Language Day. We're celebrating.
I thought it was short for Toblerone.
Oh, doba doba. Can I have a little doba doba? Run. A Toblerone's you only buy at the airport. No one buys it. No one buys a Toblerone from the shop.
No, my dad is a big Toblerone fan, so really? We get one regularly.
Not the big one though.
The normal size. My dad could just go through a few of those triangles in a session.
I find Toblerone's it's too hard.
Oh, it's beautiful.
As a chocolate.
Nah, it's nice.
It's a beautiful chocolate.
And the little bits in it, you're
right. Oh, I love the bits.
I know, I enjoy a Toblerone, but I would literally only get it when you're coming through an airport lounge. Or, you know what do they call it?
Yeah.
Duty free.
Yeah. I know, yeah, you do. It is connected to that, isn't it? But it's a nice chocolate.
It's like £10 a Toblerone there.
Yeah. One. Well, no, if you're going international, you get a discount on it. On your Toblerone.
That's true.
And I tell you what, the other chocolate that you only get through duty free, Milka.
Milka?
Remember the Milka, that purple?
Oh, with the cow on it.
The cow slab, yeah.
That German, Austrian, something like that. Yeah.
But both of those, Toblerone and Milka, nice with a cup of tea. Not, you know, like a good cup of tea. You give someone like a bit of Toblerone or a bit of Milka chocolate and a cup of tea, it's great.
Would you give your bit of Milka and a cup of tea to someone who was working in your house, like a plumber or something? So the story that I found is about how half of us would not offer a tradesperson a cup of tea or even let them use your toilet while they were doing some work in your house. How do you feel about that?
Okay, hold on a minute. Firstly, when tradespeople come around, if there's anyone working in my house, chances are I probably sort of know them. And I wouldn't do Toblerone or Milka. I would do chocolate. I'd definitely do some biscuits and a cup of tea.
Yeah.
And cookies.
Would you let them use your toilet?
Yeah, you have to. Yeah. What can the pajama do? What can
So recently I had someone come in and fix the sink. It was upstairs sink.
Yeah.
And then Windows, he just went, just using your toilet. And I went, whoa.
No, yes.
No.
You said no to.
Well, I didn't say no because
you're his employer, right? Technically, you're his employer. And if you're not providing someone with a place to...
Well, I'll be honest with you, he went for it in there.
Oh, wow.
Right? And it stunk.
Oh, we went for that. Oh, okay.
But I thought, that's a little bit cheeky. That you came in, you saved your last night's meal for my plate.
I don't think you planned it for your house.
No, I was a little bit uncomfortable with that. I don't think that's right to do. I don't think you should go... to do a number two at anyone's house.
What?
I don't think that's right.
Listen, bro. Can I tell you? You're talking to the wrong guy. Because personally, I can do. I don't want to talk about poo stuff too much because it's not really nice. But you know, like, I can do a number two anywhere. I once pulled over with a hard shoulder. Right?
Don't.
I was so bad. Ran across a field to a house that was in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, okay.
Knocked on the door. I went, I'm so sorry. I said, but I can't wait any longer. Can I use your toilet? And I did. And they let me into their house. I used the toilet.
No, I just don't. I don't think it's allowed. I don't think you should allow them to. I even think twice about giving them a cup of tea. I think if you know.
Really?
Because I think firstly, you're stopping them from doing their work.
You're a slave driver.
If it's a long job, that's fine.
Then you know what? You shouldn't even talk to them when they come in. Don't talk. Start working.
Absolutely not. Absolutely.
Give them
not.
Lunch and everything.
My dad's
the same.
Yeah.
My dad would actually take them in as a second, third, fourth, fifth son.
That's because he's so let down with the current one he has. That's what it is.
If someone was around for that lunchtime and you've made yourself a sandwich, would you make one for him?
100%. So you know me, I like making homemade pizzas. And when we do our homemade pizzas, when they're around, after they're done, I've sat down with them here on this very table, and we've had... So what's the story? There's a story that is that people don't feed...
Yeah, half the people would not want to feed them. Half the people in this country would not feed them or let them use their toilet while they're doing a little bit of work in their house.
I think you're a letdown for Desi people.
But apparently, a lot of people said if they were well-dressed, they'll let them use their toilet and give them a cup of tea.
At the end of the day,
what about when they're just going for your house in their dirty shoes as well?
Respectful workers don't do that.
Yeah, they take their shoes off. I've never had an issue with someone coming into the house and just walking through the
living room. They're always good guys.
Yeah, they take their shoes off.
But then when you're paying like £15 day rate for this some guy that you picked up outside the outside the train station where they all hang around with their groups and their mates and stuff,
coming in to just check like a meter or something,
they take their shoes off.
No, but you don't want to give them tea. I don't think
checking the meter is not a tradesperson.
Yeah.
Coming to do a bit of carpentry, electric.
So someone just came to fix your tap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You offer him tea.
First thing I do,
I don't think he's earned tea. I think he's got to be here.
That says a lot about
him. I think you've got to be here at least 2 hours.
No.
Before you get a cup of tea.
Absolutely.
Can I tell you something, Kedge? The whole point of this podcast is we are celebrating brownness. Brown excellence, as they call it, right? And all this stuff. And one thing that goes in Desi culture, in our people, what we represent is hospitality. when a guest comes,
I'm all for what
what's the, there's some phrase that the guest is king, isn't
yeah.
The guest is like God. Yeah. They treat this, if you treat a prana, as we call it, you know,
pratiti something something, it's a difficult Hindi word, but
there you go.
Yeah.
So if you do that, and yeah, here you are looking. Probably, you, I bet you stand over them while they're doing the work.
We got to check. You got to check. Well, God, no, I'm sorry. You guys are too nice. What if he's just, you know, having got a little spanner out, or just pretending he's fixing something, and then he goes off?
Satch, do you have regular workers that come back for you again and again? Do you have the same sort of plumber, right?
Yeah.
Kedge, do you have regular workers that come back to you?
There is one.
And does he get a cup of tea?
Oh my God! And then he would ask. He gets biscuits, and then he knows about roti, and he knows about, you know, dhokla, and he wants
all the things you don't
chakri, and I'm like, whoa! This is because my dad has spoiled you now. You're sitting here, and then he will talk, and then he'll talk, and he's not doing any gum, and then he's doing a 1 hour job. It takes him 6 hours. I ain't got time for this.
Yeah, but you're only paying for the 1 hour, so you're all right. I love it. You're the reason why half the people don't give to the
absolutely. To the I think gum is gum.
2 out of 3.
Huh?
2 out of 3 over here.
2 out of 3, exactly. In a recent survey with British Asian men, we found out one of them is a tight, conjuice little whatever, and the other two are actually quite nice people. So let's end it on the nice people, right? Yeah. Let's end the podcast. Hey, everybody, take a little something from mine and Sachin's heart. Even though Sachin grew up in South London without watching any cartoons, he's still got the love for strangers who come to his house to do work. Kedge, on the other hand, doesn't. Okay, you go and watch Ulysses. We'll go and find a worker to come on in. Probably finish off painting my wall. And we're out of here. Thank you very much for listening. As always, we're back next week with a brand new podcast. Go tell your friends all about it. And have a great week. You keep smiling now. Laters.
Peace.
No coffee.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.